from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world's from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 a.m. Now here is your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see.
Well, welcome, radio listeners. I am Jay, your host of the Home and Mortgage Talk Show, where you can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. And we are right in the middle of July, which means we are right in the middle of the summer. And how appropriate is that we are doing the mid-year market evaluation of real estate in the Pikes Peak region. I come to the microphone as a licensed loan originator, but also a very blessed husband and father of two. A lot of activity going on this summer, and I'm excited to be here because when we evaluate real estate, we get to review the blessings of the Pikes Peak region. Now, normally Bill McAfee would be here with me, but like I do, he's got several irons in the fire. Not only is Bill McAfee the premier trainer at Empire Title now with the parent company Stewart Title, but he also invests in real estate and runs a ranch. So with the dry, hot weather out there, he's running the ranch and I'm running the microphone right here at KRDO Studios. But I've got one of my best friends in the world and my cohort at Churchill Mortgage, Ken Smith, coming in, and we're going to talk about the numbers for the Pikes Peak region. Huge breakthrough where the first quarter of 2026 was a nosedive of values and all other portions of the statistics, where the second quarter in April, May, and June, things have leveled out, folks, and Colorado Springs, the Pikes Peak region, and El Paso County are proving to be one of the most resilient areas in the entire country. So with the drum roll, Matt, I want to get into the mid-year market evaluation 2.0. And boy, the statistics speak loudly, my friends. Through this entire downturn, slowdown, inflationary period of our great country in the latter half of 2022, all of 2023, 24, and 25, the Pikes Peak region has proven to be exceptionally resilient. Now, I do mortgages for a living, and I'd love to earn your business. Please just call me at 719-330-1457 to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. You would think with the interest rates that there is no transactions going on, but literally as I speak, I've got three of my clients under contract literally within the last 72 hours and completing an amazing refinance. So I'd love to earn your business, 719-330-1457. 85% of us listening to this broadcast right now statistically are homeowners. So it's up to us to get the word out to our adult children, relatives, neighbors, coworkers, and friends. Rates have been consistent at about a 6% level on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 5% and change on a 15-year mortgage. So affordability is still there. It doesn't help for those individuals that experienced 3% interest rates, but over the last 50 years, 6% is the median rate, and it's a heck of a lot better than when rates were hitting 7 and 8% back in 2023. But we're going to talk not only about the statistics that Empire Title and Bill McAfee puts out, but also some of the key economic numbers with jobs, with inflation, cost of energy, and everything in between. So looking at June's statistics, it is absolutely amazing that the median home price in Colorado Springs and El Paso County has held steady, varying between $490,000 and this last month of June that I'm going to be talking about, the mid-year mark, the first half of the year under our belt, is at $499,900. That is $100 off the all-time median value record for this entire county. And that was this same month last year when a median home price was exactly $500,000, which was an all-time record for the history of this county. So in looking at that, it's very important to compare because we live in a Pikes Peak surrounding area bubble. If you just go 40, 60 miles up north with our close neighbor Denver and specifically Aurora, prices are off as much as 10%. So to have a real estate market that is holding steady, money saved is money earned, equity saved is equity earned, and that's why I'm busier than I've been in the last 4 years, because when you go out around in the El Paso County, Pikes Peak region, and look at real estate, it's amazing. From this point last year, comparing 2025 to 2026, the number of listings, which is our inventory, is up 10%. If you look at the number of units sold, because of consumer sentiment, this involves the conflict in Iran, this involves the fluctuation of inflation from month to month, really in reaction to that conflict in energy costs. You then year to date have the average and the median price of a home that you live in off 1.7%. Now, the first quarter, Bill McAfee from Empire Title and I were at this microphone saying we might have an actual correction when the first quarter everything was off 2 to 2.5%. But in the last quarter, three consecutive months, we've been flat to a 2% increase and a 1.6% increase, and that's why we're trailing back to an even market. What that equates to on the street is more inventory to choose from if you or your adult child or your neighbor, your friend, or relative are looking at houses. Coupling that with the consumer sentiment, which is off, the number of units sold is off 3.4% from this time last year. There's more to choose from. There's less competition. And what you see on the street is of the last 10 real estate transactions that I've completed the mortgage on so far this year, 7 out of every 10, 70% of all the houses that my loan-approved buyers are shopping for, they're getting anywhere from $10,000 to $50,000 equity in the appraisal. Buying a house for $500,000, that is appraising for $550,000. But the most startling statistic is 90%, 9 out of 10 of those buyers, are getting seller proceeds anywhere from $2,000 up to $10,000. So you're getting houses well below their actual value. And this is in the summer months, not the winter months. And you're getting all of your closing costs and the discount to buy down your interest rate compliments of the seller. So that's what I want to talk about today, exactly why this is happening, how long I predict that it's going to continue. And then I'm going to get into the history of how Churchill Mortgage navigates that market. Garvin's Mortgage Group, that I was the owner of prior to Churchill, and the combination of those two great entities. So don't go anywhere. Call me during the break at 719-330-1457. Get a certified approval with me personally at Churchill Mortgage. It just takes one call, 719-330-1457. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Give me your eyes, Lord, give me your eyes, everything. Did I keep missing? Give me a heart for the broken heart. Give me a heart, God, Lord, give me a heart. Yeah, yeah. Who matters in the back?
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef?
for sticking with me. I am Jay, your host of the Jay Garvin Show. And all hour, I'm talking about the mid-year economic evaluation 2.0. When Bill McAfee is busy at the ranch, we move him to the end of the month. But I've got the best alternative for him, my favorite and closest work friend, Ken. How are you doing today, my friend?
Good, Jay. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I know you're happy. You literally just came over from one of your investment properties fixing your air conditioner, huh?
Yep. It's not as bad as it could have been. Not quite as good as I had hoped.
Yeah. And that's what you get from this microphone. You don't get any panned up stories about what could be, should be. I mean, Ken Smith and I are both loan originators. Both of us are investment property owners. Both of us husbands and fathers of kids in their 20s, which if you think a child is expensive at 4 years old, imagine a child at 24 years old, right?
That's right.
You've got your oldest. We're going to a wedding this October, my friend.
Yep, down in Florida.
Yeah, that's why we come to the microphone. It's why we go to work, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I was just
got to pay for those flights.
I know, and I was just talking to Nate and Sydney before. You know, he owns all the Jersey Mike's in town. Best sandwich in town, Jersey Mike's, just kicked.
Number 13.
Yeah, number 13. That's the one you get, the Jersey Mike's original. They just kicked Chick-fil-A off the podium for the highest-ranked customer satisfaction in fast food. Jersey Mike's took that helm, but, you know, there's no magic formula. I think he had his three-year-old son in the truck. He was getting the tires changed. He was delivering subs when we were talking about. So, finishing up these economic numbers here, back in 2021, there was more than 1,800 to literally 2,000 sales transactions a month. And there was more than 1,500 in the summer, 2016, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and even for 2022. But in the end of 22, it fell like a lead balloon where we haven't had more than 1,300 sales in this county for the last 4 years until this last month of May and June, where we don't have 1,500. The last time we had over 1,300 was 2023, and now this month closed out in June, we had 1,229, and that's off a little bit, but growing. And the thing that has really made the biggest difference is the amount of inventory. See, the inventory that we've had, folks, has been absolutely huge. So back in 2006 and 2007 and 2008 and all the way into 2009 and 10 during the Great Recession, we had well beyond 5,000 active listings, and the highest year was 2007 when we had over 7,000 listings. Fast forward an entire 14 years, and in 2021, like Bill McAfee would tell you, we had less than 10 days of inventory. We had less than 500 to 800 houses on the market at any time, and we said that a reckoning would need to happen. And that's what happened when inflation hit with Biden inflation, and we went from 1,000 homes in inventory to 2,000 homes in inventory to 3,000 homes in inventory. And now in 2025, and just for the first time in 2026 in June, we went over 4,000 homes in inventory. And that aligns exactly with supply and demand of economic capitalism. So you've got more properties than we've had out there since last summer, both record-breaking. Number of sales are off 3.5% because of inflationary tendencies and consumer sentiment, which is up and then down and then up and then down again. We went through the Memorandum of Understanding, the MAU, and now that's off, and now we're hitting targets again. But making a difference in the world, making it safer, but it doesn't do a lot for consumer confidence. So what do I see in the future? If Bill McAfee was here, I would tell you the exact same thing that he would. And we just don't know from quarter to quarter. I can tell you, before Ken Smith and I get into how mortgage companies navigate this, kind of the history and how Churchill Mortgages navigated it, and even go back to the wild, wild west when Ken Smith and I were partners at Garvin's Mortgage Group and beyond, because, man, I've been in the industry now 26 years. You've been in?
23.
23 years, 50 years of experience here between the two of us. And the economic numbers that encourage me the most, a number that nobody talks about, there's only two administrations over the last 20 years that have had real economic increase in the hourly worker earning. And that was Donald Trump in his term as the 45th president, and now Donald Trump in his term as the 47th president. So it has literally been over 10 years since he's been in office last time in 2016 that earnings are up 0.8%. And that does not sound like a lot, but during the entire Biden administration, Obama administration, and the entire George W. Bush administration, prior to President Trump, there was a year or two in President Clinton and the Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich's, when we were paying down the national debt and the real wages were going up. That was prior to NAFTA and all of that. But deflation, I've been talking from this microphone, was going to occur. And sure enough, here, closing out June, going into July, the consumer price index, the CPI, month over month, is off 0.4%, almost a half a percent, but inflation is still being aggressively stubborn at 3-5% from last year. And of course, anybody who knows anything about the economy, is the goal for the Fed chair and our new chairman of the Fed Reserve, Kevin Warsh, who's washing all of that slime out of the swamp. The goal is a 2% inflation, and wholesale inflation is slowing more than expected in April and the onset of the Iran conflict. It jumped up 1.1% in 1 month. Then May, it settled down to a positive 0.6. And then, like I said before, a month-over-month deflation in June was a negative 0.4. So I believe by the end of the year, we're going to have more than three separate months where the price index is actually lower than the month before, as opposed to just growing more slowly. But that is what's setting the foundation for a strong real estate market. And now, what does that mean on the street? And that's why it's so great to have you here, Ken, because the way we're doing real estate transactions with the mortgage side is totally different than 24 months ago.
Absolutely different.
I mean, in 2021, we expected to have a contract and the appraisal completed, and the purchase price was 20 to 40 grand underneath what the negotiated contract was. And people were like, sure, I'll pay an extra $20,000 to $40,000 for the house. I did it when we sold one up in Patty Jewett. We listed it for $320,000. It sold for $345,000. But then I went, Kenny, we went right down to the Smoky Mountains and the house was for sale for $495,000. And then I'm like, I'll give you $520,000. So I just took the extra $25,000 that they gave me and handed it off to someone else. But with your purchase prices now, we're going under contract and you're seeing your appraisals come in where?
A little bit over asking price and or contract price anyway.
Yeah, and that has been consistent this whole year. I think the biggest one that happened for me is a sale up in with Martin and Michelle where the sale price was like $705,000 and it came in at $750,000. But I haven't had any but one single case that is an outlier that it's come in less, and that worked out well for our buyer. But that just wasn't the case 5 years ago. And now, not only are we having contracts that are giving people equity with the appraisal right away, the biggest change, which still startles me, is the amount of seller proceeds.
Yeah, we're getting $10,000 usually pretty easily. I have a realtor that I ask her to get more, and she does a good job about getting more.
Lori, she's pretty aggressive. So if you're listening right now, you're buying a house at $400,000. The house is appraising at $415,000, but then in order for this increased inventory and the interest for the sellers to get it off the market as we're in the height of summer and they're starting to panic as the leaves are going to start to turn here in September and October, they're giving $2,500, $5,000, and now I said with Justin, with Kobe, and with Mark, three of my agents are getting $10,000 of seller proceeds.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
And what are you seeing your borrowers are using that for, my friend?
Most of them want to just buy their rate down, be it a temporary buy down or a permanent buy down. Any leftovers, of course, going towards closing costs, but most of them are using it to buy down their interest rate.
Yeah.
They still got that idea that the rates are high when the truth is they're still historically low.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, when a VA loan was historically like at 6.375 earlier this year, and Jesse, a radio listener, I know your father, Jesse Sr. is listening, got his house under contract at 4.15. Well, our VA loans now, Kenny, have how much closing costs?
Zero. Zero lender cost.
Awesome. Zero lender cost, just $60. So we couldn't even use that money for closing costs, and he bought his rate up into the high 5%, so he's not even going to need to do an interest rate reduction refinance loan for a long time. So that money's coming in handy, and it's like Warren Buffett says, when others are fearful, be greedy. And with consumer sentiment down, if you're listening right now with both Ken and I, give us a call at 719-330-1457. So many of you, Jesse Sr., you're the role model in this, kind of nudging your adult children to make their own path forward to buy a house because you marry your house. And what do you do to your rate, Ken?
You just date it.
You date it.
And when you're tired of it, you tell it to go take a hike.
To go take a hike. And what happens is when the interest rates go down, the value and the competition for that next house goes up, and then you refinance, and now you've got a more valuable house with a lower monthly payment. So don't go anywhere. We're going to continue the conversation, transitioning from the economic update numbers, which are historic. We've had a full second quarter where our values are on the rise again here in El Paso County, the Pikes Peak region, and then talk about what approach we take with Churchill, our previous partnership, Ken and I, with Garvin's Mortgage Group, and the transition between the two. Call me during the break at 719-330-1457 to start your next purchase or refinance mortgage right with Ken and Jay at Churchill Mortgage. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 a.m. We're back with your Home Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is sponsored by Best Realty and Mark Salas.
Housekeeping? Come on. If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Third segment here talking about the Economic Update 2.0. We are halfway through the year. I have June's Pikes Peak MLS real estate numbers here. And this year so far is the tale of two quarters, which is unbelievable. I sat in this studio here with Bill McAfee in April looking at January, February, and March's real estate value numbers for the average and the median price. And we knew that we had a really rough quarter because the fourth quarter of last year was off 2%, 1.5%, and 1.8% respectively. But going into January, the median home price was off 2.5%, 2.55%. Then in February, that negative just held down at a loss of 1.8% in median value. And then March was a gut punch with 4%. And we thought finally this year, 2026, was going to be a reality check for the Pikes Peak region, very similar to that of Denver, where in Aurora and parts around that metropolitan area were off as much as 10%. That means if you had a $500,000 property, it was now selling for $450,000. And then you looked into these incredibly aggressive growing areas like Austin, Texas, were off 15 to 20%. That's like a $600,000 house is now worth $480,000. And the crown jewel of adjustments was actually down in Florida off of, Kenny, tell me there. It's not
Naples.
Naples. Naples was off 35%. I mean, that's like a $300,000 house, starter home, which is still possible down there, was $200,000.
Yeah. Better get them while they last.
Get them while they last, because they're going, because this is a tale of two quarters. In the second quarter, in April, May, and June, respectively here, we held a little bit of hangover with another loss of 2% in April. But then in May, it was skyrockets. You said this during the break, Ken. Man, that was a 4% swing from a minus 2% settle to a plus 2% gain. So in May of this year, we hit 499,900 as a median, and that was up from 490 last year, which was unheard of. And then we've held steady this month, where in June of 2025, a house was a half a million, an all-time record of over 100 years in El Paso County, and less than $100,000 difference. The median house in El Paso County is $499,900. So those numbers are holding steady, but I have no clue what to predict for the next quarter. But more importantly than the numbers, more importantly than the inventory, is can you find a team that you can get your house of desire under contract during these trying times? And if you're listening right now, I'm helping very good friends of mine, Dave and Jason, buy, and they've got all of the good components, Ken, of purchasing. They've got great credit, they have great capacity to earn, and great collateral. The only thing that's absent is their confidence in their consumer sentiment.
Yeah.
And you and I both are seeing the big difference is the agents and the teams that they're working with.
Yeah, that would have fall. This deal would have fallen apart if you didn't have the agent you had.
Yeah, absolutely. And look at how Gloria brings somebody in here that's speaking English as a second language. Absolutely immigrant, work ethic, business owners that are just, I mean, so damn positive. They're not only coming in with loan docs, buddy, they're coming in bringing you and I cowboy hats.
That's right. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Getting ready for the rodeo.
What's that client's name?
Osnelli.
Osnelli, thank you so much for the cowboy hat. I appreciate it. But it's your team that surrounds you. I mean, whether it's Gloria, whether it's Justin with you, whether it's Kobe, whether it's Mark, whether it's Leslie with me, or Susie, or Susan, all of these agents are laying out the structure, first and foremost, of a good plan in making a fair but aggressive offer. But then, Kenny, the thing that has me is these seller proceeds. I mean, 10 grand is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money out of my pocket if I were selling.
And it kind of shows you can actually take advantage of that consumer sentiment. But with Churchill Mortgage, on top of that, we bring you into the transaction with a certified home buyer approval. And what that means is that instead of just pulling credit and saying it looks good, if you give me documents, you should have a approval based on my pre-qualification. And even I was explaining to an agent this morning, Ken, about the certified approval, and had she heard of Churchill, asked Caleb, a friend, radio listener, and client of mine. And she said, yeah, I've heard of Churchill, and hear that you have that certified approval. Kind of walk through what we do different with that approval.
So what we do, we not only gather all the documents, run it through Fannie Mae's decision engine, we put it through to a human being underwriter, just as if we were under contract. If you think about a loan as being the three C's, your capacity to earn, your credit profile, your willingness to pay your bills in a timely fashion, and then your collateral. Well, we know how much money you have down. We know how much you earn. We know your credit score. So we've got about two and a third of those three C's. The only other part missing is the actual house. So we underwrite it as a TBD, to be determined, and get that certified approval that's guaranteed with a $10,000 fallout for underwriting purposes to the seller so that earnest money can be returned to the buyer.
And what that means is, and I explained this to an amazing agent that's a listing agent, Stephanie, on this condominium we're buying, and I said, hey, the biggest thing is with these young buyers is you can see a paycheck, but until you look at the verification of employment, which takes money and takes time and has to be reviewed by a processor and an underwriter, they may say their overtime is $100 a month, but in this case, the buyer, his overtime ended up being $21 a month. He still could qualify, but now it's not a question. It's a guarantee.
It's a guarantee.
And as long as they keep their job, as long as the contract is suitable and the appraisal comes in at value, you can not only finish the transaction with more confidence, but we can also move faster.
Yeah, we can move faster. It takes a lot of the stress for the buyer out of it because they know that they've already been approved, period, for this purchase price, this loan amount. So it doesn't matter what property it is. So that stress is a key factor because whenever you can relieve stress, it's a good thing. And
absolutely. And they're not worrying about the finances. They're worrying about packing up their house, completing their lease, getting everything set for the purchase and everything. And it's a much more palatable process. And when we started this in Churchill, I was like, it seems like a lot of extra work, but it is. I mean, you and I both have these to-be-determined approvals that we've been working with people since January and April.
Mm-hmm.
And now when it's time to go under contract, you get a couple updated pay stubs, you get a couple updated bank statements and investment statements, and all of the heavy lifting is already done.
Correct.
That was not the case with Garvin's Mortgage Company.
Unfortunately, we didn't have that ability.
Yeah, there's a big, big difference, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment. There is a world of difference, Kenny, isn't there, between a broker and a full lender?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, and we have been both. In Churchill Mortgage, we've always been a full-service lender, but Mike Hardwick, when he started that company supporting Dave Ramsey and the Ramsey Show, and now Ramsey Solutions, he was a broker. But we were a broker with Garvin's Mortgage Group, and we're going to tell you more about that right after the break. We want you to take the time, please. Call at 719-330-1457. The summer is almost gone. The largest inventory we've had for property. If you've got adult children, a relative, a neighbor, a coworker that has talked about owning a house but is hesitant, have them call us. You don't start with Zillow. You don't start with a real estate agent. You start with getting certified with Churchill. So call Ken Smith or myself. 719-330-1457. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Stick around. Yeah. Stick around. Stick around. Baby. Stick around. You send me with your questions. You haven't done our lives. You'll always.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back. Here's Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. We've been talking about the mid-year market evaluation with the Pikes Peak MLS real estate numbers, where we are less than $100 off of the record median value in the Pikes Peak region. This is a great county to invest in, especially with a single-family home with a small yard. We're not talking tall skinnies. Unless you're a first-time home buyer, I'm not talking townhomes or condos. I'm talking a home between $350,000 and $450,000, folks. By 2030, west of I-25, a $500,000 home will be a $600,000 home again. And if you have any hesitation in believing that, I have one word for you.
Boulder.
See, that's the Republic of Boulder. We are the Republic of El Paso County, the most conservative county on the Front Range, and people are moving here. You think they're from Tennessee or from Florida or even Texas or California. The number one individual moving here is from Denver and Douglas County. So houses are a deal, and you need to get involved. And Ken and I have been doing this for 20 years or more, and it was a hoot before we merged with Churchill Mortgage. What year was it that you moved up from Florida?
I moved up in 2013.
Yeah, and talk about dedication. You know, everybody talks about Mendami and all these democratic socialists and stuff. People that want to work 30 hours a week and get free health care and free groceries and free buses and...
Oh, no, he didn't.
All that stuff. They just
talking about the lazy people?
The lazy people. The people that don't want to work 40, 50 hours a week. The people that, like us, don't want to work 40 hours a week and then go, what is it, Hensley? What is it?
Hennings.
Hennings. And check your air conditioner, you know, in between loan applications. But back in 2013, your family was down in Florida. Jeff Oster, if you're listening, good friend of mine, ran an Amazon company before Scott brought him on with Garvin's Mortgage Group, started talking to every one of his friends, and I'm like, hey, I used to have the rule that I didn't talk to friends and family. I'm like, well, if Jeff can talk to friends, damn it, I'm the owner, I can talk to friends. And you were doing loans down in Florida.
Yeah.
And you and Julie talked. I remember Piper had a dream and a prayer that said we should go to Colorado, and you came up, and it wasn't all roses, man. You had, what, 6 months where you lived away from the family? How long
ago?
So, first time
I came in 2013, they came out after school was out, rented a house for a year, and...
Well, that's right, and then Piper went back.
Yeah, they all went back.
Casey, they went back, and then they came back again.
In 2016.
And then you bought your beautiful house up by... Yeah, freaking Dublin Park.
Yep.
That's, man, we just had a great 4th of July party at Carolyn and Kenny's, man. You've got a great neighborhood, a great park that you're off of, and now it's been, well, no, it's not done because your daughter just moved back to Florida.
She moved back to Florida.
Yeah, she's the neck that turns.
And took her two babies with her.
Yeah, took her two babies with her. But back then, it was just me and you and Scott and Vic and Jeff. And
Joey
and
Sean Marsh.
Yeah, I just saw a picture of Sean Marsh. And we were just kind of the dirty dozen, man. We were just...
Had to put Kay in the other room.
Yeah, we did. We did have to put Kay in the other room. But she was a great, great addition to the team. And then it was the idea of, hey, what happens if we hitched our wagon, you know, to a bigger horse?
Mm-hmm.
And we did that with Churchill in 2014, started to do research. And then in 2015, I wanted to meet Mike Hardwick, which was hard because you can pay to meet Dave Ramsey. I went down to his Entree Leadership Master Series, paid him $10,000 to hang out with him for a week. But Mike Hardwick, man, you had to find him in the woodwork. And then you remember they came up and visited our branch.
Yep.
Had that big grand opening. God, that was in like... October of 2015.
15, yeah.
And here we are 11 years later. I took the 10-month hiatus. Fist pump here, my friend. You actually have more time with Churchill than I do. And just a great, great company. The biggest surprise is the fact that Churchill is a team member owned. It's going to be interesting to see what our stock is worth this November.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, it's $250,000 when we retire. That's just icing on the cake. Been a challenge, too. I mean, everybody needs to know. If you're out there listening, in 2021, we had how many people in our company with a 30-year celebration?
Oh.
No, it was 35 in 2022.
Yeah.
In 2022, I think we were 1,150.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Dude, we went down to 400 team members. Yeah. I mean, if you're in a mortgage or a real estate, I just saw that one of the Keller Williams franchises up north folded. I mean, that's the reality. That's what happens in a capitalistic society when prices go up to $500,000 and rates go up to 7%. You downsize.
You do.
Yeah. It's what family budgets do. That's why I'm glad that El Paso County has had a balanced budget. I hope that city of Colorado Springs remains balanced. The state of Colorado is in a big-ass mess, overstretched. But that's why we focus on the economic update of the Pikes Peak region in El Paso County and not the state. So where do you see the second half of the year? I mean, you and I aren't short on buyers. We're short on confidence with those buyers, right?
That's correct. There's still a little teeter-tottering going on.
Yeah, I mean, I've got five buyers that have been pre-qualified, Steve, Joe, Todd, and Brian, that are fully qualified. They're just looking for the right house, the right period of confidence. And I absolutely see that come with the team. You know, we stay in contact with them. You're in constant contact with your borrowers. And the agent, if you're shopping for agents, I mean, individuals like, what, you've got Justin Hermes, we've got Kobe, we've got Mark Salas. Who else? Gloria. There's just so many agents out there that work so hard. Lauren Collier has her own agency. Susan Lemaire, Diana Doyle. Just great agents that are willing to work and toe the line in educating and serving. Because right now, education is key. Information is key. And in 2028, 2029, you do not want to have regret. Because as soon as interest rates come down, which they will,
you're
going to
be
right?
Fighting everybody and their brother.
For
you're
going
to be overpaying
again.
For houses.
Again. And so now is the time. This is a magical year. K Ken Smith and I do our own originations. We don't have a huge team of 12 people anymore. So, Ken, I appreciate you coming on again. You're listening right now. You're going to hear Ken's voice every single month. Been holding this microphone for over 14 years, and he's an amazing part of our team. And like I tell all of you at the end of every show, I want you to go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters. We can give you a house. We can get you a mortgage. But we can't get you family. There's a big wedding coming in October, Kenny.
Yahoo!
And that is all of our houses combined. Joy and celebration we're going to have. So, don't forget to give us a call, 719-330-1457. Dave Ramsey's Choice, Churchill Mortgage, his exclusive lender. We're here to help you with debt-free homeownership. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.